And as usual, when I said bean curd and tofu, Big Fatty went, ugh. So, speaking of Big Fatty, I'm thinking that when he starts talking about the Biloxi Blues, something needs to happen, like when he goes to the Fat Cave. He needs to go out to the stage door or to the green room or something, and there needs to be appropriate music and sound effects. I'm just saying.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 158 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 9th day of the 9th month of 2008. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got some voice letters to play for you. Plus, I've got an update on how this damn play is going. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Y'all, how is your Tuesday going so far? I hope yours is going well. And I just kind of nattered on yesterday's show and all this kind of stuff. I'd like to say that Big Fatty's hand is still swollen and hurts like a motherfucker. But, you know, so be it. Y'all, I did get an e-letter from Pat, who is over at... Well, let me just pull it up here so I don't fuck it up. Pat, who is over at the... what is Pat at? Oh, Don't Quit Your Day Job. And Pat is opening on Thursday night in The Odd Couple. And he was not calling. He was e-lettering Big Fatty to let him know that he is in The Odd Couple, and he is playing Felix. And this is like, I think he said this is the third time he's been in The Odd Couple. Yes, the third time. And he's finally gotten off the poker table. He's played Vinny and Roy before, but this is the first time that he has played Felix, and he says it's kind of odd because he's fat. And, you know, what's wrong with a fat Felix? It's almost alliteration, and God knows most everything on the BFO is illiterate. The only thing that's not illiterate are some voice letters.
Hello?
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 Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Big Fatty. Hey, Big Fatty. It's Tim Corbell. Now, I'm calling because, you know, on your show, you mentioned that you went to the chicken sale on the Labor Day and got the three free chicken strips. But now, anyone who knows Big Fatty, who has listened to Big Fatty, knows that Big Fatty can eat more than three chicken strips. So I'm just wondering how many orders of chicken strips that you ordered on top of the three free ones. So let us know on the show. Love you, honey. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. And y'all, Tim and Ron Prada Soho are headed down here to Chucktown on Friday. That's the 12th. Thank God they're not traveling on Friday the 13th or on September 11th. You know, September 11th, September 11th, September 11th. That was my impression of Rudy Giuliani, by the way. Tim, you are correct that on Labor Day, when they ran that promotion for the free chicken strips, Big Fatty did not only get the chicken strips. He had the number one meal in addition to the free chicken strips. So I had the waffle fried potatoes and the Chick-fil sandwich with the extra pickles and I don't remember what beverage I had, but it was a beverage. Y'all, you can tell I am behind on the voice letters because that one is more than a... more than a week old. Now, I do plan on catching up today, though. So, if you haven't called the Fat One in a while, then, you know, you're getting the finger, or I may turn and fart in your general direction if you don't do it. But one person I'm not going to turn and fart in their general direction is going to be terminally single Tim.
Hello, I'm trying to reach the All Bacon podcast. This is Tim over at Terminally Single, giving you a call, Big Fatty, because I thought of you the other day at work. We ordered the new pasta from Pizza Hut, which is bacon, mac, and cheese. So the bacon made me think of you the other day. So I was like, I wonder if Big Fatty has had it yet. And it's actually pretty good. I was quite surprised with Pizza Hut. So if you haven't had it, go try it. So, and just keep safe from the Hannah Montana. And good luck, break a leg on, I forgot the damn show you're doing, the Neil Simon one, whatever it is. So, good luck, bye.
Oh, Lord. Tim, how can you fucking forget the name of the Biloxi Blues as much as I fucking nattered on about it? Poor old thing. Just wait till you turn 50, then you'll have an excuse to forget shit, but you ain't even close to 50. Tim, I have not tried the mac and cheese with bacon from the Pizza Hut, and why the Pizza Hut is selling mac and cheese with bacon is beyond me, but it sounds delicious, and I think you should call over to Larry Cly's voice letter number and tell him that he needs to eat that on his show, and maybe invite Big Fatty over for that. And speaking of Larry Cly's show...
message is for Sean. I'm calling behalf of Virginia College Online. We are following up on your request for more information about our online classes. Please return our call at 866-356-2087. Thank you.
Now, Sean, I don't know who you are. You must be one of those lurking listeners that Big Fatty has, but Sean... the podcast that you have people call into to leave messages for you is the LK Today, not the BFO. So if you will please start directing the Virginia Vagina people to start calling the LK Today instead of the Big Fatty Online, then I will appreciate it. And by the way, Sean, are you cute? Would I want you to take your pants off? Would you like to hop aboard the Pants Off Express, perhaps?
Excuse me. Oh, Big Fatty, it's Brian from Boston calling you live and direct from Maine. I am in northern Maine. I'm actually in Acadia, Mount Desert Island, Maine. I'm up here for a fucking wedding after all this traveling that I've done. I had to come up here way up in the North Pole, northern Maine, to go to a wedding. So I thought I'd give you a call. I don't think you've ever had a call from Maine. As the resident historian of the BFO, I think I am qualified to say that. So anyway, I am sitting here in my bed, and I am relaxing, and just thought I'd give you a call and say hello from the North Pole in Maine, and I hope you're having a good night, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Y'all, that was Brian from Boston, the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO, and you know, y'all, if it's in the noggin, then I'm not going to dispute it. However, it may be the only call Big Fatty's had from Maine. However, it is not the only call Big Fatty has had from the North Pole, if you will remember this one.
Ho, ho, ho! Well, Big Fatty, guess who this is? You're right, it's Santa Claus.
Well, Brian from Boston, you may be the first person to call from Maine. However, I think that voice letter proved you're not the first one to call from the North Pole. Okay, speaking of people calling from up north, here's our last voice letter from today for today, and it is from that crazy Canadian trucker, the gay trucker, DJ David J.
Hey, fat one, it's me, the fat trucker. I got a couple questions. Why do old people always watch the Weather Channel? I don't know. My parents do it all the time. It's really funny. Old people do that all the time. Can you explain? Yeah, and I had another question, but I forgot. I'm getting old, too. Just caught up to, well, fuck, I have a whole bunch to catch up on. But I caught up on the last 10. cool. Just on my way to Las Vegas from Winnipeg, taking the 94 to the 15, the 15. I don't know if it's a good route. I don't know. I hate the job. Anyway, I hope you're doing well, and good luck on your show. Not your podcast, but your Biloxi. And I hope you have a fun time with all the podcasters. And you should really post some photographs of Baby Star and all the fun people that you have on the show. Although I haven't been to your website, so maybe you have already. Bye.
Oh, Lord, y'all. That is the gay trucker. And he was the gay trucker, then he became the gay hairdresser, and now he's the gay trucker again. And clearly he already is talking about becoming the gay hairdresser again. So, you know, I don't know. And y'all, it's like having your own personal GPS unit calling in to tell you where it is currently located. And, you know, one thing I don't understand, on the West Coast, everything is take the 5 to the 10 to the 11 and go left on the 34. Everything is the. Over on the East Coast, we go on the expressway or, you know, take the interstate. We don't give the numbers, you know, or just take 26. It's not the 26 or the 20 or anything like that. I've never really understood why that is. But anyway, well, I can tell that is riveting, riveting podcasting. Well, anyway. Well, you know what? Something that is riveting is a little memory lane music. Well, y'all, your clue for today is that this memory lane music was sung by a blind man named Josie, and he had nothing to do with the Pussycats.
Discouraged, the man, he ain't so hard to understand. Chico, if you try now, I know that you can lend a helping hand, because it's good in everyone and a new day has begun. You can see the morning sun if you try. I know things will be better. Oh, yes, they will, for Chico and the man. Yes, they will, for Chico and the man. Even though it's funny, he don't understand.
Well, y'all, that was the theme to Chico and the Man, which was an American sitcom that ran on NBC from September 13th, 1974, to July 21st, 1978, and it starred Jack Albertson as Ed Brown, better known as The Man, and the cantankerous owner of a rundown garage in East Los Angeles, and introduced Freddie Prinze as Chico Rodriguez, an upbeat, optimistic Chicano street kid who comes along looking for a job. It was the first U.S. television series set in a Mexican-American neighborhood. Now, during the run of the show, Freddie Prinze killed himself. And at the start of the third season, the reality of Freddie Prinze's drug use began to intrude upon the comedic fantasy of ethnic harmony. From the moment that Freddie Prinze comes on stage, several minutes into the first episode, he looks haggard and much older than his 22 years, a fact that the writers explain by having the man complaining before Freddie's entrance that Chico has been staying out too late at night. In the two-part episode that follows, which introduced Della Rogers, played by Della Reese, his weight loss becomes quite evident, and it's even been rumored that Della Reese's presence was an attempt to take some of the focus off of Freddie. Later in the series, an episode in which Chico becomes a professional boxer seemed to take a different approach. Freddie was often shown shirtless, muscles ripping as he punched a heavy bag. Now, that didn't sound so bad. Now, in a tragic twist, this was the episode that producers chose to run on the night of January 28, 1977, as Freddie lay dying from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. There were concerns that the episode originally scheduled for that night, in which Cesar Romero played Chico's long-lost father, would be too hard for fans to take under the circumstances. In the last episode to star Prince, which was filmed just hours before he shot himself, ironically entitled Ed Talks to God, there are many scenes in which Prince appears to be out of it, although it has also been said that he was always sober while on the job. So, anyway, that was Chico and the Man, which kind of ended on a kind of a poopy note, I guess you could say. Yeah, poopy. Poopy, poopy, poopy. And y'all, speaking of poopy, Big Fatty's going to talk a little bit about the Biloxi Blues. Well, y'all, Sunday night was the technical rehearsal for the Biloxi Blues, and that's always a very, very, very difficult night. Big Fatty and the technical director and stage manager, we got together Sunday afternoon about 1 o'clock, and we kind of walked through the light and sound cues when lights change or sound different music plays or sounds play or whatever. And we did that like from 1 o'clock till, I guess, about 4 or something. And then Sunday evening, when the actors were there, we just went through and did the different light cues and everything. And then we had to build the light cues, which is where we actually choose which lights will be on and things like that. So it's a frustrating night for the actors because they do a lot of standing around, but it's one of those things that has to be done because, you know, putting on a play without proper lighting doesn't do a whole lot of good because, you know, nobody wants to watch a play in the dark or with lots of shadows or anything like that. So we did that on Sunday night. Didn't have a regular rehearsal on Sunday night, which doesn't really help the actors that much, but it's the Sunday night technical rehearsal is just a necessary evil. But I think it's in good shape now, and so Monday night we started with costumes, which generally throws the actors a little bit because they have to get into the mindset of, oh yeah, now instead of mimicking taking off my shirt and pants, yes, that's right, pants off, they actually have to do it and do it within the allotted time while saying what they're supposed to say and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I guess Big Fatty's not really poopy about it all, but anyway, it's crunch week. It's crunch week. And then tonight, Tuesday night, we are adding in food and smoking, which is always something different. Oh, dear Gussie, something different for the actors to have to learn to get used to. So, anyway, but it's coming together nicely. I'm looking forward to having the Super B and Ryan Starr Jones and Jason from down there in the Horlandos coming up for the weekend, and Ron Prada Soho and the patron saint of the BFO, Tim Cormall, coming down for the weekend. Should be an interesting weekend, and hopefully Big Fatty can still be alive and moving once they get here. Just an update on the hand. It's a little bruised but and a little sore, but oh, I guess I'll make it. And I hope that you'll make it back here again tomorrow for Hump Day. You're fat.
Me.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.